And good day, everybody. I am Connor with Honor. Today is March 18th, 2024. I'm Connor with Honor, local Santa Clarita real estate agent, talking about real estate in Southern California. It's always my favorite topic, and I do these shows daily. So today we're going to talk about local inventory, but also something that made its way back onto the newswire is the real estate commission lawsuit that has finally been settled. So basically, there was a lawsuit talking about sellers being burdened with both sides of a transaction when it's regarding commission being paid to real estate agents. So even though that was always subject to the seller making a decision how much he was going to offer and if he was going to offer anything at all, because sellers didn't have to, it was the presumption that they kind of did. Maybe the lawsuit was settled in some way, shape, or form. Not an attorney, not met for legal advice, but to get the gist of it, that has now created the cycle that started when the lawsuit was filed, then when there was a verdict, and now, of course, we have where it's been somewhat settled from what I can read and find out. What that means to you as a home seller is that now it's going to be put in front of you even more apparently that your choice and what you pay in commission is up to you. It is your deal. You choose what you pay. Now, of course, it's also up to the other party, the real estate agent that you're hiring, to accept that as well. So now we have a negotiation. As from when I started in the business in 1998, it has been that way for me for that entire time. I didn't see anything different over the years. There were some times when I would go in and I negotiated with them, and then there were other times when I did not allow myself to budge from where I was. And there are various variables, different reasons as to why. But again, at the end, it is negotiable, and it has been since I've been in the business since 1998. But again, what it means to you is now you're going to be talking about it probably a lot more. In addition, there's going to be other disclosures that probably have to do with buyers being represented by other agents, buyers then doing something that would then be considered and is now considered something called dual agency, meaning the buyers on the same transaction, the same agent representing the seller also represents the buyer with the sale of the same residence. That being the case, that we already have a lot of disclosure in process or in place with that particular part of the puzzle, but I'm sure there'll be a lot more. With every transaction, there are over 40 regular disclosures, and you got a stack of paperwork like this if we still had real paperwork. Paperwork does exist when people push the print button, but more often than not, it actually is saved in files in places, probably with one original somewhere that has to be held on for a certain amount of time to probably fulfill some kind of a legal matter. That's the real estate commission. You know what, folks? At the end of the day, reach out to me. Let's discuss what this truly means if it does burden you. If you have other questions, feel free to fire them off here. More than happy to answer any of the commission-related questions, anything regarding real estate, to try to set you at ease if, in fact, you're completely torn up about the lawsuit. All right, so there's that. So now we're at the four-minute mark. At the six-minute mark, I'll be jumping into the fat torching and all that fancy stuff. But right now, I wanted to talk about local inventory and give you what's happening in this local market. Now, as you know, when you're looking at data sets, just a few days or a week or 2 weeks really isn't a good indication of overall market health or what's happening or in health or the market having problems or whatever. But I am seeing a trend that's been building over the past few weeks, more than likely as a result of Super Bowl being over. And that trend is we are building more and more inventory coming onto the local market, whereas a couple weeks ago we had in the teens, 300 and teens, so 313, 315. Today, as of Monday, the 18th of March, 2024, I don't know why it's so hard to say, 340 complete active listings on the market for sale. Of those, we have 14 that are coming soon. So those are going to be breaching into the market within the next 21 days. Going to be some of 21 days, depending on when they actually came out of the market. But this is what is current And I know those coming soon listings have a maximum of 21 days of exposure. So there's that. All right. So with regard to the local real estate market, we are seeing that increase. We haven't seen what's called the absorption rate change, meaning showing our local market condition, and that happens to be still in a seller's market. Moving into the Sherman Oaks area, still in a seller's market, price point quite a bit higher than Santa Clarita Valley, even with price per square foot being higher in Sherman Oaks. But moving back into the Santa Clarita Valley, I try to keep my eye on these different individual markets so I can report back and see various trends. In addition, I have buyers and sellers in all areas in Southern California as well. I'm personally taken care of, so I have to really be up on those markets as well. We're at the 6-minute mark, folks. Thank you so much for watching. Reach out to me when you're ready, and I will take great care of you. Let's talk a little bit about fat torching. So this past Sunday, not Sunday yesterday, but Sunday a week before, I started out at 285 pounds. This morning, I am 275 pounds. That's a 10-pound loss. But in that particular section, I had a 20-pound loss at one point. And you're going to say, oh my gosh, you gained back 10 pounds. Absolutely. Here's how that mechanism works, at least for me. So when I torched off, I was 365 pounds, and I was able to torch that off to get down to around 235. And being down at 230, 235, it was great, but it was a little smaller than I had intended. I'd been lifting really heavy and so on. So I was able to put on some muscle mass and also some weight, more than likely fat. And I got up to 285. So I said, for purposes of the show and to show how my love of fasting and my dedication to it actually works, I thought I'd put together a little bit of a challenge. So I did 50 days, and that's going to end April 29th. But up until that point, to give you an idea, I came through, and now I'm 10 pounds less, and I've been dry since last night. What happened last week is Sunday I started. That was dry for about 42 to 44 hours. I have that a video on that. And then moving through from dry, did a couple days of water, and then started to eat after taking it easy, eating protein, just kind of nice and easy. And then all of a sudden I was full bore into it. And again, because of the water gain after fasting and these sorts of things, you're going to put back on a little bit of weight, but don't panic. So overall, in 7 days, 10 pounds down. I started water fasting yesterday, and that's 10 pounds of fat, folks. That's 10 pounds of done. I'm not a doctor, medical professional. Before you do anything, embark on any kind of a fasting protocol, make sure you talk to your medical advisors, doctors, physicians, all of those folks. But for me, this works out perfectly. So now we have week two of the 50 days, and now we're going to see if I can bite off another 10 pounds or better. So I'll be dry fasting, doing the same regimen, about 42 to 44 hours, depending. Now, when I'm fasting, whether it's water fasting or dry fasting, I always have a promise to myself. After I realized in the past how many times I hated myself for failing, I then turned that around and started looking at my failures as what makes it possible for me to continue. Meaning, it's not really a failure. It's me just not doing my best work. It's me practicing fasting. And whenever I was done practicing and I had a win, I chalked that up to the win side. That's a win. So I practice. Then finally I get a refeed right, or I do the time period I wanted to do, even though there might have been some bodily pain from the fasting as related to cramping, maybe mineral loss, these sorts of things. Do all of your research. But that being the case, it was able to keep me moving the ball forward, and that's how I was able to drop all that fat and then build back with testosterone therapy, build back muscle, start working on that. Once I got those hormones in check, that worked out fantastically as well. So here we are at the beginning of the second week. So we'll see where we get this particular week. And I'm hoping to be 10 plus pounds down by the following Monday. And I'll keep you posted on my daily progress. I'll put together a video as well that does show the snapshots of the dates and also the scales at the different times in there. Be well, everybody. Thank you so much for watching. And we will be back very soon with another rendition of Connor with Honor. Over and out.